at NACUSO Network Conference in beautiful Orlando, Florida, with Allison and Michelle from CUNY Mutual Group. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Having a wonderful time.
Fabulous.
Indeed.
Thank you.
And you just got out of a session talking about this thing called What Matters Now. So what is What Matters Now?
So,
Michelle, you want to take it?
I sure will.
Okay.
So What Matters Now is the research that we're doing at TrueStage. This is the third year we've had this research.
Okay.
A couple years ago, we started the research because it's important for us to really understand middle Americans, hardworking American families, to know what do they care about, what's important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So year one was all about just that general overview of that group.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we honed in on millennials. And this
everybody's favorite topic.
Exactly right. It was really poignant and important research. But this year, we said, let's go in a slightly different direction. And we talked about the non-member.
What is the non-member? Allison, you want to indulge us?
Well, so I would indulge you in saying, do you really think a non-member is somebody who has no relationships with your credit union? And I think many credit unions probably say, yes, that's true, and that's not. We have found that there are partially engaged members, and those are members who have credit union products but aren't using their credit union on a daily basis. But we have disengaged members, and they have credit union products but don't even associate with the credit union. Now, you might think, well, yeah, Allison, that's because it's the indirect loan. But it's not. We found that they have a checking account, they may have a credit card or a savings account, but they're not identifying as a credit union member, so they're completely disengaged.
Here's a wacky question for you. How do they not know they are a member? Or is that, I'm trying to connect the dots here.
I think we're all trying to connect the dots.
I mean, it's great that they are members, and so they've been discovered, and now you can take advantage of it, but how did that start?
What we came out in the research is that credit unions really need to identify that and start making creating awareness with those members. So they have to engage a little bit differently with that disengaged member than a fully engaged member.
So
it's building awareness. It is, you know, making sure that engaged or that disengaged member knows that credit unions are safe and secure and that there are other products available.
Well, I would think once they found out or once they rediscovered that they were members, I would think they would be all in on this type of stuff, because obviously credit unions, as we all know, have great services and stuff like that. So
absolutely right. And it really paints this idea that there is shades of non-members and that they probably need to be marketed to differently and discussed differently. And that for credit unions, it means that there's great opportunities right within their four walls as well as outside.
Is this a big population that you guys are have found? Or
It can be up to 20%.
That's a big number.
Have identified themselves as having a relationship with a credit union, but don't identify themselves as a member.
So what are a couple of takeaways from your presentation in there?
Well, I think so that's a big takeaway. The other is this millennial group. So you said, everybody's talking about the millennials.
Gen Z's right behind them.
Yeah, but how important word of mouth is.
Okay.
So, we know that millennials, and, Michelle used a good comment that we trust a review on Amazon.com more than we do, a consumer report review. 72% of millennials are brand loyal to their parents' brand. So you really start thinking about, that loyalty factor. Half of all new credit union of millennials who join credit unions join because of a referral or recommendation. So that word of mouth, I think, was big. I don't know if Michelle had others.
No, I think that's a really important fact. And 15% of all members to a credit union have joined within the last 1 to 2 years, and many of those are younger, and so they're joining because of that word of mouth. So that's really an important thing, and that brand loyalty then will become a reason that they tell their friends, and so it's a chance to make an impact to the movement.
So what are your goals with this information? Obviously, to re-engage the disengaged member. Are there any bigger things on the horizon?
I don't know. Bigger. It's really just to work with credit unions and let them know that there are these different shades of members, can't look at your membership as one homogeneous group. There really are different ways to talk to them. They save for different reasons. They're using different products. So.
And the more that we know about them, the more that we can help design the right products and services to reach out to them and provide them a better financial experience.
All right, ladies, anything else to wrap up here? Any final messages, Allison?
It's been fun. What matters now?
Exactly. What matters now, right here.
So what matters to them now could be different next year, and we'll bring new insights next year.
Perfect. Michelle, anything else to add here?
I'm with Allison.
All right, great message in on. Guys, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Good luck with What Matters Now. Check it out.
Bye.
Good job.
Thank you.